Here are some brief snapshot examples of active and goal-focused interventions to consider when using the assessment code. So the first two examples include a therapist meeting with the client to gather assessment information. So first you have a therapist inquiring why client is seeking services at this time. Therapist gathered information on the client's current symptoms and behaviors and how it has impacted client's day-to-day activities. Therapist explored with the client potential cultural factors that may have impacted current symptoms and behaviors. Next, you have a possible meeting with a caregiver. So this therapist spoke with the client's caregiver to gather additional information regarding client's symptoms and behaviors in the home setting and how this impacts client's relationships. Next, you have a possible meeting again with a teacher. So for example, therapist met with the client's teacher, Ms. Smith, to gather additional information on client's ADHD symptoms and behaviors exhibited in the classroom setting. And finally, you have a meeting or possible phone call with a probation officer. So therapist met with client's probation officer, Mr. Jones, to gather information regarding client's current court case and possible consequences if client does not comply to probation visits, and how this may impact client's area of daily activities. So again, please remember that these are brief snapshots of possible interventions when providing assessment services. Should you be providing any of these assessment services, your interventions would need to be more robust.